Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. It is the first of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So I thought that tonight, instead of something relating to Maseches Nedarim, we would talk about Su'udas Rosh Chodesh, the idea of having Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. Is there an Inyan? Is there a requirement of a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh? What would the nature of that requirement be? D'oraisa, d'rabbana, and minhag, good idea. Why would there be such a requirement? And then maybe we'll talk a little bit about some of the details of the su'udah. What does it mean to have a su'udah? Does it have to be meat? Does it have to be bread? So what is, assuming that it has to exist? And what if you're already having a su'udah anyway? What if Rosh Chodesh happens to fall out the same day as, I don't know, Rosh Hashanah, which it almost always does, right? So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh if you're already having a su'udah, or happens to fall out the same day as Shabbos, where you're already having a su'udah? So how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh? And then maybe we'll talk a little bit at the end about, also, what if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos? That's also an interesting one, because if you're supposed to have a big feast for Rosh Chodesh, and you're not allowed to have a big feast on Erev Shabbos, which one wins? Is the Erev Shabbos consideration win, or does the Rosh Chodesh consideration win? And then at the very end, maybe we'll talk a little bit about why no one does this, or not no one, but very few people have an actual Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. We don't hear of this really being done. So let's start at the beginning. There's a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Maseches Tainis on the bottom of page 2, the source number 1. Ein gozer in Tainis al tzibur b'Rosh Chodesh b'Chanukah b'Purim. We're not allowed to be gozer at Tainis on the tzibur. We're not allowed to make a fast day on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, or Purim. Etc. But the bottom line is, or that first line is, that we can't have a fast day on Rosh Chodesh, just like we can't have a fast day on Chanukah or Purim. Why not? So Rashi says, Barashi Chadashim, Rashi in source number 2, De'ikri Moed, because Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. Where is it called a Moed? So the Pashup Shad is Rashi is referring to a pasuk in the Torah, a pasuk that we'll see later and we'll discuss in some detail, that based on a pasuk in the Torah, Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, which makes it sound like this is a Din D'oraisa, that there's a Din D'oraisa that one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Now, there is a difference between saying one is not allowed to fast and saying that there is a Chiyuv Su'udah. It could be that you're not allowed to fast, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there is a Chiyuv Su'udah, but at least the Isser to fast on Rosh Chodesh would sound like it's a Din D'oraisa. In fact, if you look in the Gemara in Tainus Yedzayin and Beis, source number 3, Amar Mar, Me Reish Yarcha Denisan Atmanya Bey, Itokim Tamida Delo Lemispun, Lamalir Me Reish Yarcha, Lema Mitrei Benisan, Rosh Chodesh Kufay Yom Tov Uva Aser. The Gemara says, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, you're not allowed to give a Hesped starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. So the Gemara says, why do you have to say starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan? Say starting from the 2nd day of Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan. And of course you can't give a Hesped on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because it's Rosh Chodesh. Forget about it being Nisan and a day that the Karban Tamid or whatever day it was that you can't say a Hesped, it's Rosh Chodesh. So Amarav lo nitzcha el lesser yom shalafana. Now Chachamim tell us that even the day before it is aser. V'shalafana nami tevkalei davar yom shalafnei Rosh Chodesh. So says Gemara, but shouldn't the day before Rosh Chodesh be aser anyway, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh? Gemara says, no. When we say that you're not allowed to give a hesped on certain days, some of those days you're not allowed to give a hesped the day before either. Some of those days you are allowed to give a hesped the day before, just not on the day itself. How do we decide which ones have an Isser that extends to the day before and which ones are only the day itself? Gemara says as follows. Rosh Chodesh Da'oraisa Hu Da'oraisa Lo Ba'yichizik. Anytime the din is a din Da'oraisa, so then the day before is going to be okay to give a hesped and to fast. Why? Because if it's a din Da'oraisa not to give a hesped and not to fast on the day itself, so people will take it seriously enough. It's a din Da'oraisa. So lo ba'yichizik, we don't need to be mechazik such a din d'oraisa by including the day before as well. But when you have something that's only a din d'rabanan, then sometimes you need to give it a little more force, a little more power, in order for it to be taken more seriously. That's in Shas, you have it work both ways. Sometimes you have that they'll treat the din d'rabanan more severely because of this concern that people are going to take the Din Drabanan as a joke, so they want to treat the Din Drabanan more severely. And sometimes you have the more natural way, which is that we would treat Din Drabanan obviously more lightly because they are Din Drabanan, they're not on the same level as Din Daraisa. But over here, this is one of those rare cases where we treat the Drabanan with more severity because we're afraid that people won't take it seriously. But bottom line is, what does the Gemara say? Rosh Chodesh da Raisahu. That apparently the idea of treating Rosh Chodesh as a special day, as a day of some sort of celebration, as a day of no hesped, no tainus, that is a din da Raisa. And in fact, the Torah writes in Simtaf Yilches, Va'asa b'tainus, the Tanan goes in tainus al zib Rosh Chodashim Chanuk Purim. He says it's also to fast because we're not allowed to be gozer of tainus on the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim exactly like the Mishnah said. Good. So that is the comment of the Torah. Exactly what the Mishnah says that Rosh Chodesh is like Chanukah and Purim in that regard. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simtaf Yilches does not believe that this is a Din D'Oraisa. First, he's medayik from a Rambam, that the Rambam, in fact, does hold that it's a Din D'Oraisa. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, he writes as follows. If you look in the source number 5, in the, let's say, the fifth line or so, Ukadasa, after he shows that the Rambam holds that it is D'Oraisa, he writes, Ukadasa Rambam, Kedas HaRambam Yishumhachi, I don't know, Lamad Kain Meirushalmi Shasida Rosh Chodesh Bein Shabbos V'Yom Tov Ubein Cholamoed Shem Min HaTorah. He says that clearly the Rambam learned this based on the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi associates Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Cholamoed. V'Loya Rosh Chodesh Talmid Rabbanon Havelei L'chashol B'Sof Derech Lozu Avzu. That the way he should have said it, if Rosh Chodesh were Derabbanan, it wouldn't have been sandwiched right in between Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed. It would have been Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and even Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh would have been an add-on at the end. Elavadei shetanid Yerushalmi kamashman shem shavim l'daraisa. So it must be the Yerushalmi holds that it's daraisa. Val karchlo hutzruch lavi atur chanuk upurim shein bem tzorach l'guf adin shein ksuvim b'mekoman. And he says, and you know what, the Torah doesn't bother mentioning chanuk upurim over here because that you have in Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos Purim. He doesn't have to tell it to you in Siman Tov Yudches and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. V'kan lo niskavin ala hakish l'chol hamoed. Over here he mentions Rosh Chodesh to show you that it's equated to chol hamoed. V'day b'zeh kanal nechon ma'od. Shuvri isikein brokech v'zol lashon Rosh Chodesh Nikra Moed, Kedam Rishon, B'chomasan Chuz Mishav Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Ad Kan Lashon. I'm sorry, I'm reading from the Taz right now. I knew something was off. Right, I was reading from the Taz, not from the Beis Yosef. The Taz in Siman Tov Yilches, Sivkat and Gimel, this is a problem when you use Bar Ilan for everything. It all looks the same. The Taz in Siman Tov Yilches says that it's Doraisa. This whole thing is that the Rambam holds it's Doraisa. It's got to be Doraisa because it's listed together with all these other Yom Tovim that are clearly Doraisa. The Beis Yosef disagrees. The Beis Yosef says, which is source number 6, this is Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says that the Rambam seems to assume that it's Daraisa because the Rambam puts Rosh Chodesh with Erev Yom HaKippurim. In the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, I guess that will be our Nedarim connection, the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim says taking a neder to fast on Rosh Chodesh is like taking a neder to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. That mitzvah is Doraisa. So Rosh Chodesh is the same. Because how do I know there's a mitzvah to eat in Erev Yom Kippur? Because the pasuk says, V'nisa misnaf shoseichem betisha l'chodesh. The Gemara says in several places, what do you mean? V'chi betisha misanin? Do we fast on the 9th day? No, ba'asara misanin. We fast on the 10th day. But it's coming to tell me that anyone who eats on the 9th day of Tishrei, it's ki'ilu, he fasted on both the 9th and the tenth day. So the Beis Yosef himself says, that doesn't convince me that eating on Erev Yom Kippur is Daraisa. Just because we're deriving it from Pasuk, is that a real drasha from the Pasuk? He says, nah, it's an asmachta bi'alma. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a din Daraisa. And Rosh Chodesh also is only an asmachta. It's not a real Pasuk. Where do we get the idea that Rosh Chodesh might be a din Daraisa, that there's a din There are definitely dinim d'oraisa relating to Rosh Chodesh. The concept of Rosh Chodesh is obviously d'oraisa. How do I know that the concept of Rosh Chodesh is d'oraisa? Because there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be koveya the Chodesh. There's a karban on Rosh Chodesh, karban musaf. Those are obviously dinim d'oraisa. When we say, is Rosh Chodesh d'oraisa, obviously Rosh Chodesh is d'oraisa. What we're asking is the isser to fast on Rosh Chodesh, the isser to say a hesper on Rosh Chodesh, is that a din d'oraisa? So the Beis Yosef says, why do people think it's d'oraisa? Because the pasuk says in this past week's parsha, or 2 weeks ago, ubiyom simchaschem uvemoadechem uverashay chachechem. Simchaschem, moadechem, rashay chachechem. All associated with each other. So apparently, days of simcha, days of moed, and days of Rosh Chodesh are all connected to each other as days of joy. Says the Beis Yosef, that doesn't mean it's Daraisa. That's just a limud, it's an asmachta. It's a little bit of a smach min haTorah. And the only reason the Rambam will refer to Rosh Chodesh as more of a Daraisa than Yom Kippur is that Rosh Chodesh is more of an explicit asmachta than Yom Kippur, than Erev Yom Kippur is. On Erev Yom Kippur, you have to fast, but it never really says it explicitly. You have to eat, but it never really says it explicitly. So there's a more explicit asmachta. So bottom line is the Isser to fast d'oraisa d'rabbanan machlokas. It seems that the Rambam holds that it's d'oraisa. That's how the Taz understands the Rambam. Beis Yosef holds it's d'rabbanan. What are we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch in source number 7, it's from Tav Yud Ches, Rosh Chodesh Aser B'tainis. And then he goes on, Siv Dalid in source number 8, Im Nishvul Esanos Kach V'Kach Yam Birbem Rosh Chodesh Hashvua Chala Alav Mitam Esukolel. If a person took a shvua that they're going to fast for a certain number of days, let's say last week a person said, I'm going to fast for the next 8 days, the next 10 days, and Rosh Chodesh happens to be in there, so the shvua is going to be chal because the shvua was chal on all the other days. But if you say explicitly, I'm taking a shvua to fast on Rosh Chodesh, near it, so now, is that shvua going to be chal? Shvua is a din d'oraisa. But you can't take a shvua against something that it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, so if it's a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, you can't take a shvua that you're going to fast on Rosh Chodesh. But if it's only a din d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, then the shvua would be chal. So the Mechaber says, is the shvua binding if you take a shvua to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Nearly, shechala alav shvua, kibin sheinu elam d'rabbanan. I think the shvua is going to be chal, because it's only d'rabbanan. El shim divrei Rambam nir l'chor shum d'oraisa. But just be aware, the Rambam holds that it's d'oraisa. So he says it exactly how you would expect him to say it. That this is one of those rare instances where the Mechaber disagrees with the Rambam. In almost every case, the Mechaber agrees with the Rambam, because the Mechaber writes that he's always passing it, the Rambam, the Riff, the Rush, the majority opinion amongst the three, and the Riff and the Rambam always agree, so he's always passing it like the Rambam. This is one of those rare cases where he disagrees with the Rambam, and when he does that, it's the derech of the Shulchan Aruch to still always quote the Rambam. Even when he disagrees, he says, here's what I think, but you should know, Das HaRambam is, sometimes, every once in a while, he'll think that the Rambam is a Das Yachid, that the Rambam's opinion is a complete Das Yachid on an issue, and he'll pass him against the Rambam because of that. But even when he does that, he mentions what the Rambam says. That's the, that was Rav Yosef Karo's way of doing things. It shows you the respect he had for that one Shitas HaRambam. That's why Rav Adi Yosef writes in the Hakdama, the Haskama, rather, that he gave to his son, Rav David Yosef, put out an edition of the Rambam's Tshuvos, of the Pe'er Hador of the Rambam, and Rav Vadya writes in the Haskama, this is a critical sefer, the Tshuvos of the Rambam. Not just because any Tshuva from Rishonim is critical, not just because it's the writings of the Rambam, but because here are writings of the Rambam that Maran Beit Yosef didn't have. Why is that so important? Because Rav Vadya says, we always paskin like Maran Beit Yosef. That was Rav Vadya's mission in life. L'hachzir atar liyoshna, to always paskin like Maran Beit Yosef. And Maran Beit Yosef always paskin like the Rambam, with very rare exception. So if you can find something in the Tshuvos HaRambam that Maran Beit Yosef didn't get to see, but we know that had he seen it, he would have paskin that way, we can paskin against Maran. A rare case where Rav Vadya says you could paskin against Maran Beit Yosef. If you could find the tshuva in the Rambam that the Maran Beit Yosef didn't get to see, that he we can assume he would have said otherwise. A lot of others don't share that view. Many people assume that it's all hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Tshuvas Haram to be hidden for a few centuries and for Maran Bit Yosef not to see it. That was bashkacha. And halacha was supposed to develop without those tshuvas. And now, academically, it may be interesting, but it's not going to affect the halacha. Rav Adi assumed not that way. He assumed that that's how powerful a statement of the Rambam is. So this, however, was just all about the Isser to fast. In Ma'aser Rav, interestingly, by the Gra, it says that by Marv on Rosh Chodesh, he would be Marbik Tzas B'Neros, V'Lovesh Kova Shabbos L'Kavod Rosh Chodesh. I found that fascinating. He'd wear his Shabbos hat in honor of Rosh Chodesh. The Gra would put on his Shabbos hat in honor of Rosh Chodesh. Shehu Daraisa, because it's Daraisa. Sounds like, now obviously Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, the idea of Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, but it sounds like he's saying the idea of showing a certain type of honor to Rosh Chodesh outside of the Karban is Daraisa also, which would be like Shitas Rambam, that the Gra would therefore have held like the Rambam and not like the Shulchan Aruch that says that it's not Daraisa. The reason I found the hat part interesting is that when I was in high school, the rule in MTA was that we always had to wear a white shirt and tie for Rosh Chodesh. That was for one day a month, we looked like a prep school. Everyone was wearing a white shirt and tie. In fact, the yeshiva that I teach at now in DRS, where I've been teaching for 16 years, for the first 11 of those years, they had the same rule. Why? Because the menahel, the Rosh Yeshiva, was a Rebbe in MTA beforehand. So he took that minhag MTA, he just carried it over. And then about 11 years into it, he started asking himself, why? Why would we make them wear a white shirt and tie on Rosh Chodesh? So he just stopped doing it. So, I once asked Rav Schechter, I went in YU, I was looking in Shulchan Aruch to try to find where it says he's supposed to wear Big Day Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh, and I couldn't find anywhere. None of the Nosei Kelim say to wear Big Day Shabbos. None. So why would you wear a white shirt and tie on Rosh Chodesh? It didn't make any sense to me. So I asked Rav Schechter whether you should wear a special begadim for Rosh Chodesh, and he said no. So I said, so why does MTA do it? And Rav Schechter, who had at that point probably been on the Washington Heights campus for, I don't know, 50 years or so, said, they do? He barely never noticed. I guess he just thought the boys dressed nicely. So this was an interesting maramakal, because what did it say about the Gra? That the Gra would wear a Shabbos hat on the night of Rosh Chodesh. So you see, apparently he held that there's some Indian of showing an extra kavod to Rosh Chodesh in that way. But again, all of that is just about the Isser of Tainus, although the Gra is starting to lead us into some positive chiyuv. Now, Su'udas Rosh Chodesh, why would there be, what would be the basis of any Su'udas Rosh Chodesh? So we're not going to get to read all these 50 sources inside, but we'll try to do what we can. The Rokeach in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh writes that the source of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh is very, very simply from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk that we referred to before, Yom Simchaskum Ma'adechem Uv Rashi Chachechem, teaches us that there's a din of showing that kind of honor, of having an actual Su'uda on Rosh Chodesh. There's Yerushalmi in Megillah, Aleph Dalet. Yerushalmi writes, Be'elu Omru Magdimin V'lo Ma'achrin. The following things, if you can't do it on the day of, you should do it early rather than late. And why is this Yerushalmi and Megillah? Because example number one is Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, you can't do it on the day of, you do it a day before rather than a day later, because Kriyas Megillah can't go past Tezvav. Right? It can never be done after the 15th day, but it can be done as early as Yud Aleph. So you'd always err on the side of early. Sudas Rosh Chodesh U'su'udas Purim Ma'achrin V'lo Makdimin. But a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh or a Su'udas Purim that can't be done on the day for some reason, do the next day, not the day before. Now, forgetting about why that would be the case, why to delay it rather than do it early, it's assuming, A, that there is such a thing as Su'udas Rosh Chodesh, and B, that Su'udas Rosh Chodesh is in some way equated or listed together with Su'udas Purim. Now, Su'udas Purim is clearly a chiyuv, that's a pasuk. That we have an obligation of Su'udas Purim. So that Yerushalmi seems to strongly imply that there's such a din of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. So, end of Shir, no? That should be it. There's a din of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. What more do you need? It's enough for Yerushalmi. So So the Ran writes, and that Yerushalmi, the Ran says, what does it mean when it talks about Sudas Rosh Chodesh? The Karban Eda quotes 2 days. One of them is the sheet of the Ran. Look, the first day in the Karban Eda is Shahayu Osin Kishe Ibru HaChodesh. Sudas Rosh Chodesh may not mean that they gave out donuts in yeshiva on the day of Rosh Chodesh or whatever. It's not necessarily what it means. Sudas Rosh Chodesh may have been when they had the mitzvah of being Koveh the Chodesh, they would make a Sudas mitzvah in celebration of having been Koveh the Chodesh. So when the Beis Din was actually doing it, when they were actually fulfilling this mitzvah, so they had a Suda to celebrate the mitzvah. But nowadays, Rosh Chodesh just comes. We're not ma'aber, we don't do anything. We're not mekadesh. So therefore, since it just comes, maybe there's no more din of su'udas Rosh Chodesh. But then he says, Karban Eda quotes the second day of Yesh Mefarshim, the mitzvah laso su'da Rosh Chodesh, the chsiv of Yom Simchaschem. No, maybe it's a mitzvah of Simcha Rosh Chodesh. Yom Simchaschem tells us that there's a mitzvah to do su'udas Rosh Chodesh. So that's the second possibility. So again, one possibility is the pasuk makes it like a moed. Second possibility is where the source is Yerushalmi, that su'udas Rosh Chodesh ma'achrin. Then there's a medrash that's Vayikra Rabbah, and it's also a psikta, where the medrash tells us a well-known idea that we have heard 1,000 times, but never quite this way. It's because it's Gemara Maseches Beitza also, where the Gemara tells us, and the medrash tells us, Chazal tell us, how much money a person is going to make is already decided at the beginning of the year, with a few exceptions. So what are the exceptions? The Kodesh Baruch Hu decides a person is going to make X amount of money. A person is going to make $10 million. A person going to have a very successful year. He's going to make $10 million, or an average year for an NBA basketball player, let's say $10 million. So that doesn't count what? So it doesn't count Shabbos, expense of Shabbos, doesn't count Yontif, Hotzos, Banav L'Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara says. That's what it doesn't count. But the Medrash version of it, Tanim Roshanin Ktsatzin Mizonosav Shaladam. On Rosh Hashanah already, how much person is going to make is already decided. Chutz mima shemotzi b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim v'roshei chadashim u'ma shatinokos melichon lebeis rabban. Unbelievable. No, it adds an extra one on the list. Whatever you spend on Rosh Chodesh, who spends on Rosh Chodesh? What are you spending on Rosh Chodesh? Implication is that there must be some suda. Now, you could say that's a raya that there's a din of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You could also say it's a raya that we don't paskin that there's a din of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Because when the Gemara records this, and we paskin like Talmud Bavli normally, the Gemara leaves out Rosh Chodesh on the list. So obviously our version of it says there is no special Rosh Chodesh expense. Maybe. So maybe that's why we wouldn't paskin this way. But that's a third possible raya. Fourth possible raya, Pesukim and Navi. You just have Beferish of Pesukim. Vayomer David al Yehonasan, source number 18, Shmuel Aleph. David says to Yonasan, Hine chodesh machar, vanochi yoshev yeshev mamelech lechol, vishlechtani v'nestati b'sada ad ha'erev shlishes. And then, Vayomer lo Yonatan, mocha chodesh v'nefkati kiv kod moshadcha. They're describing what happens on Rosh Chodesh. That it's on Rosh Chodesh, everyone's supposed to be by the king's table. Why is everyone supposed to be at the king's table on Rosh Chodesh? Because that's when they have a suda. That you come on the day of a moed, on the day of Rosh Chodesh. That's when the king has a suda. So it sounds like you have an idea of Rosh Chodesh suda from there as well. But why? Why would they have Rosh Chodesh? So we have 4 makoros. But what's the point of Rosh Chodesh suda? So the Kolbo collects 3 different reasons, and then other Rishonim and Achronim suggest other reasons. Kolbo writes that maybe the idea of suda's Rosh Chodesh is that in a certain level, the world suffers because Hashem was memayit the Levana, and by us connecting to the plight of the Levana, we are suffering along with it, by connecting to it, however we connect to it, we are suffering along with it, and that's a kapara for us. I have no idea what any of those words I just said mean, but that's what the Kolbo says, that we're by connecting to the moon, which had to suffer this miut, that's a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Okay, one possibility. Another, he says, is that you do have to behave differently on Rosh Chodesh. Like, you have to remember to daven musaf. So, how are you going to remember to daven musaf unless you have something else going on? So, they tell us to make a suda's Rosh Chodesh, so you can remember that it's a special day. That was the, when Rabbi Kamenetsky got rid of the white shirt and ties on Rosh Chodesh, he didn't get rid of it entirely. He said, it's voluntary. Whoever wants to volunteer, we recommend it. Because why do we recommend it? Because it's a nice idea to at least remember that it's Rosh Chodesh, to remember that it's a different day, because there are certain things that you have to do differently on Rosh Chodesh. Happens to be the first year where they made it voluntary. More kids did it after we made it voluntary than were doing it when it was mandatory. Then after that, they forgot that there ever was such a minute. But then the third reason the Kolbo says is that he says the Ran was correct. When it says that, when the Yerushalmi says that they had a Seudas Rosh Chodesh, didn't mean a Seudas Rosh Chodesh. It meant a Seuda for being Koveh the Chodesh in the Beis Din. But we should have a Zecher to that Seuda. Meaning, if they had a Seuda when they were Koveh the Chodesh, so let's recall that Seuda. Let's not allow that part of Jewish tradition to just fall by the wayside. Let's remember that it existed. So that's what Seudas Rosh Chodesh is all about. The Rokeach says, no, you have a Seudas Rosh Chodesh because it's like a Yontif, and anything that's like a Yontif, Shev Din of Su'uda. Birkei Yosef, the Chidon, Birkei Yosef says in certain ways it's even greater than a Yontif. Because, first of all, like Shabbos, Ein Orshel Gehenim Sholeit on Rosh Chodesh. Unlike Yontif. Yontif, apparently the Orshel Gehenim is there, but on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Orshel Gehenim is not there. And also, Rosh Chodesh has been there since the times of creation. But the Yom Tovim, we have to be Koveil later on. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh have that in common. And then, I saw in the Sefer, where most of these Makoros are taken from, the Hagyonei HaParsha, Rabbi Wasserman, writes that he quotes from the, I forgot how he says it, he says, Dorshei Rishumos, or something like that, that say, Su'udas Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Tevel, Sarach, Sarach Bas Asher lived forever, so it's a school of Arichus Yam. That Seudas Rosh Chodesh is a school for Arichus Yamim. Again, not sure why, what, but okay, different reasons for why we'd have a Seudas Rosh Chodesh. Now, can you prove it that we have a Seudas Rosh Chodesh? There's a fascinating conversation that happens on the page of the tour. You open up a tour, the tour starts off and he says, there are four rayas that you have to have a Seudas Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Yosef says, you don't have to, none of those are rayas that you have to have a Seudas Rosh Chodesh. Picks off one raya after the other. So the Beis Yosef, one of the commentaries on the Torah, picks off each raya. Not a good raya, not a good raya, not a good raya, except for the fourth one. He ignores the fourth raya, doesn't say it is a good raya, not a good raya, just ignores it. And then the Bach, on the other side of the page, counterattacks and says, yes, a good raya, yes, a good raya, yes, a good raya, all of your dechios, Beis Yosef, are all incorrect. All on the same page. So the Torah writes, raya number one is that the Gemara Megillah lists Seudas Rosh Chodesh together with Seudas Purim, so that would seem to be an indication that it's like Seudas Purim. So Beis Yosef says not a good raya. Why is it not a good raya? Because we already said Seudas Rosh Chodesh. When the Gemara refers to Seudas Rosh Chodesh, it might be referring to the Seuda they had for the Ibor. So says the Bach, from the link in the pasuk between Rosh Chodesh and Moed, what's more likely, that it was a celebration of a specific act or a celebration of the day? Meaning the pasuk itself says Yom Simchaschem Moadechem V'Roshei Chodeshechem, right? So Moed is like Chodesh. Now in Moed, when we have a Su'uda for Yontif, when we have a Su'uda in Yom Simchaschem on Yontif, are we having Su'uda because of a mitzvah that we did? Or are we having Su'uda because of the date? When you have a Su'uda on Sukkot, you're having a Su'uda because you just took Dalet Minim, so let's celebrate with the Su'uda? Or are you having a Seuda because of the date? Now it's clearly because of the date. Even if you didn't have Dal Minim, you'd have the Seuda. Even if you didn't have a Sukkah, you'd have a Seuda. Right? It's clearly because of the date. So if we're going to associate Rosh Chodesh with Simchaschem Moadechem, what's more logical to assume? That the Seuda's Rosh Chodesh is because of some mitzvah that you did? Of being Ma'aber? No, much more likely, says the Bach, that the Seuda's Rosh Chodesh is for the day, for the celebration of the day. So that was raya number one. Raya number two, that there's a requirement to Seudas Rosh Chodesh, is the pasuk itself. Ubiyom Simchaschem Moadechem Roshei Chodeshechem. Says the Beis Yosef, not convinced. That's what we call an asmachta. It's not a real drasha. Says the Bach, I don't agree. I think it is a real drasha. Meaning, we find Rishonim take it very seriously. Third raya. David Avelk says, you got to make an excuse for me, he tells Yonasan. I'm not going to be there. Why am I not going to be there? You know what the excuse should be? Ki zevach mishpacha lanu. We have a special korban that our mishpacha brings, so I have a mishpacha feast today. Why would David Avelk say that there's a feast on that day? Why would there be a feast on that day? It must be because it's Rosh Chodesh. And that's a reasonable excuse on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, my family has our own feast on Rosh Chodesh. Must be because there's an Indian of Sudas Rosh Chodesh, says the Torah, says the Beis Yosef. No, maybe it was an anniversary. I was saying, tell them I have my parents' 50th anniversary party. I don't know, could have been something like that. Or maybe it was a lie to tell Shaul, and there was no feast. Because after all, isn't that what it was? He was trying to avoid being at Shaul Suda. So you made up a lie. It doesn't mean that there's a that there was actually a Suda. Says the Bach, yeah, it could have been a lie. But if you're going to lie, it's got to be a believable lie. What makes it believable to say that there's a Suda dafka on that day? What makes it believable is that it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's normal to have a Suda on that day. So again, you have that back and forth. And then the fourth raya is from the Psikta that we mentioned before, that the Psikta and, this, and the Vayikra Rabba, the Medrash, that says that all of our money is decided from Rosh Hashanah, except for what we spend on Shabbos Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. So how do we paskin la halacha? So there are only two simanim in all of Shulchan Aruch, in all of Aruch Chaim at least, I think, that have only one si'if in the entire simon in Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch writes, don't tell me I left out the Shulchan Aruch. That's pretty ridiculous. No, I only had 50 marmakomos, so I left out the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch writes, we have a Shulchan Aruch in Shul. I'm going to take a Shulchan Aruch from the shelf. Just a second. Shulchan Aruch writes, in wrong volume. It's been tough your test. Tav Yud Ches is Dinei Tainis Rosh Chodesh, and Tav Yud Ches is Uvos Si'if Echad, is the following. Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Period. Entire sim. Right there. So you ever want to chaz an entire sim of Shulchan Aruch in 5 seconds? Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh. There you have it. It's a mitzvah to be marba Besudas Rosh Chodesh. So that's fairly interesting, no? A whole simon, just to say that. So this has been noted by the Bali Musar. They point out, they say B'derech Melitza, that the Pasuk, Ad Masay Atem Poschim Al Shnei HaSi'ifim, that there are two simanim in Aruch Chaim that only have one si'if. There's that one, and there's, not in this volume, Shin Lamed, I think it is, which is Melav Malka. Also, just one si'if, they should have Melav Malka. And those two are two of the most ignored simanim in all of Aruch Chaim. If people aren't makbid about Melav Malka, they're not makbid about Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Ad masay atem poschim al shnei si'ifim. Till when are we going to skip over these two, the shnei si'ifim, the two simanim that only have a si'if, the two simanim that only have a single si'if in Shulchan Aruch. People aren't careful enough about these. Not sim shalom, sim shin is Melav Malka. So people aren't careful enough about these two inyanim. But that's what we paskin. We paskin in halacha that it's a mitzvah lahardos. So can we say that it's an absolute requirement? Maybe not. But a mitzvah laharbos. So what do you do when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So it's interesting, the poskim have four different shittos, what to do if Rosh Chodesh falls. Because on Shabbos you're having a suda anyway. You're having more than one suda, you're having three sudas. So if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, when do you have the suda? So the Yerushalmi, the Bach, based on the Yerushalmi, says that it should be on Sunday. Why? Because what did the Yerushalmi say? Elu ma'acharin v'lo makdimin. If you can't have it on the day of, you do it the next day, and that is Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So why can't you have the day of? It must be that it's Shabbos. You're already having a Suda. You can't have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. You're already having Sudas Shabbos. Anything you eat is going to be Sudas Shabbos. So Ma'achrin, you do it on Sunday. Pichadash says that that explains why people aren't knowing this way, because we don't do that by Sudas Purim either. We're not Ma'acher. So he says, we're not going to be, we must be, we don't paskin that way, Ma'achrin v'lo makdimin, about Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Second possibility in Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, no, here's what you do. It's not going to be nicker if you have it the next day, when it's not even Rosh Chodesh anymore. Sudas Rosh Chodesh has to be nicker than it's L'shem Rosh Chodesh. So how do you make it nicker? If only Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, let's say you have one day Rosh Chodesh, it's only Shabbos, You can have a Suda Sunday, it's not going to look like you're having a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. Says Magen Avraham, here's what you do. Have a long Shalosh Shudas. Extend the Shalosh Shudas. And that way, the Shalosh Shudas will be recognizable as more than just a Shabbos Suda. It's a Rosh Chodesh Suda by being extended. Says the Elia Rabbah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that's not Nikar either. There are a lot of people that extend their Shalosh Shudas all the time. And by the time you're extending it, Shabbos is over, Rosh Chodesh is over. So what are you doing? So what's the point? So says the Mishnah Berurah, no, the way to do it is take your regular Shabbos Seuda and add an extra dish, an extra dessert, an extra delicacy, something special to give it some extra character. Hard to figure, because not everyone has such a set menu for every Shabbos. Meaning, sometimes my wife will be getting all the food ready or taking the food out, and I'll ask, is it, you know, can you come in already? I think it's enough already. And somehow there's more coming. Like, I don't always know when she's done bringing food out. So it's hard to know what's called an extra dish, unless you have a certain type of food that you have only on Rosh Chodesh, like blue and white cookies and Yom HaTzmut. You know, no, the rest of the year, no. Only on Rosh Chodesh. So you make something, it's only Rosh Chodesh food. And then you'll know that it's specifically in honor of Rosh Chodesh. And others say, the Sharetzi and the Nosei, in Tav Yutes, says that you should add to the Malav Malka. And if you add to the Malav Malka, that would be a way of fulfilling the Suda Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. What I thought was more interesting was, what about Erev Shabbos? So there's a tshuva in the tshuva Siach Yitzchak, an early 20th century posek, discusses what about Erev Shabbos. The reason I was intrigued by this was someone sent me an email a couple of weeks ago asking, he was out of town or something, and he asked, what can I do? I didn't eat lunch yet, and it's Erev Shabbos. What am I allowed to eat? So I said, you're allowed to eat a regular weekday type of meal. Unless it's within a couple of hours of Shabbos, then you shouldn't be Koveya Suda. But if it's lunchtime, a regular weekday lunch. Just don't have more than a regular weekday lunch. Why did I say that? Because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, yeah, but all I have is like a salami sandwich or something like that. So I have a salami sandwich. That sounds like a regular weekday lunch. He says, no, because it said I was at the YU program at Shavuos, and the halacha book that they gave out, which was reviewed by Rav Schechter, says that that you're not allowed to have meat on Erev Shabbos. So I never heard of such a thing, that you're not allowed to have meat on Erev Shabbos. Do you ever hear? You're not allowed to have meat on Erev Shabbos? No. There's a Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to taste the Shabbos food in Erev Shabbos. Sefer Chassidim, right? To dafka taste the Shabbos food in Erev Shabbos. Shabbos food pashtus is meat, right? So I emailed the Rabbi Schechter who actually wrote it, Rabbi Shai Schechter who wrote it. It was reviewed by his father. Said, where does this come from? No meat in Erev Shabbos. So he said, it's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes that way from his Rebbeim. I wasn't convinced at all that that's what the Magen Avraham was saying, though. The Magen Avraham writes, if you look in source number 42, Shulchan Aruch says, "Asu l'kavoa be'erev Shabbos sudo mishta she'ino ragul b'yimeachal." You're not allowed to have a bigger meal on erev Shabbos than you do during the weekdays. "Afilu sudas erisin mipnei kavod Shabbos," as a way of honoring Shabbos, that you should be hungry when Shabbos starts. And "kol ayom b'chol le'isur," the whole day, you're not allowed to have a bigger meal than you would have on a regular day. So the Magen Avraham discusses, what if you're at a bris milah? And they already have a minion that's eating, you know, the bigger breakfast for the bris. As the 11th guy, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to eat? So he quotes a machlokas between the rebbeim of the Shlach HaKadosh, whether you're allowed to do that. Now, the raya, the way I read the Magen Avraham at least, and this is the way the Machas HaShekel reads the Magen Avraham, the raya that he brings to whether you are or not allowed to is the machlokas that you have by the 9 days. What if you're at a Su'udah Siyum, and the Siyum Masechta, and they're having Fleishigs, but they already have a minion without you? Can you eat Fleishigs also? So our minig is, I think, that we're pretty makel on that. But that's a machlokas. So he says, it's the same machlokas. Meaning, once they already have the minion to show the proper honor to that event, to that day, so then can you add on, can you join in with them? So it's the same machlokas. That's the two deos. But he's not talking about eating meat on Erev Shabbos. He's using a larger meal. He's using meat during the 9 days as a prototype to try to figure out what the halacha would be about eating a larger meal on Erev Shabbos. I think that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. I thought it was, I don't know, I don't want to say Rav Shachter, you know, that he read the Magen Avraham incorrectly, because every time I think Rav Shachter got something wrong, I'm always proven wrong afterwards, so I don't want to, but I haven't seen it anywhere else, that anyone says that you're not allowed to eat meat on Erev Shabbos. In fact, in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which, granted, is not the greatest source for what has to be halacha psuka, but in that sefer, he has like five reasons why there's a special minhag to dafki eat meat on Erev Shabbos, that people dafki eat meat on Erev Shabbos. But by Sudas Rosh Chodesh, it's very interesting, because the whole Indian of Sudas Rosh Chodesh is a mitzvah to be marbe besuda, which means make it bigger than a regular weekday suda. So if that's the mitzvah, to make it bigger than a regular weekday suda, so then you understand the tension that's created on Friday. Because it's not about what you eat, it's about just having it bigger than a regular suda, which is exactly what the Isser is to do on Friday. So if you hold that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then you would say it's like a Sudas Bris or a Sudas Sim, where you're allowed to do these things. But that is the tension specifically with the Suda on Friday. There is also Machlokes HaPoskim, where there is Chiyuv to have bread at a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. The Poskim, Mishabrua and others, come to the conclusion that it's certainly Meshubach. It's certainly the best thing to do to have bread, because generally when we talk about Suda, Suda means with bread. Meat is not a requirement at all, but it seems that bread at least would be encouraged. But again, this is a seif in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh, so maybe we should have a minhag. It would be a good idea to bring back this minhag for people to try to come up with one food that we have once a month in honor of Rosh Chodesh.